I am Leah Henderson, and with me today is Ava Fast. Ava grew up in the shadows of Mahatma Gandhi, who was her grandfather's best friend and neighbor in South Africa. Ava and her family was greatly influenced by Gandhi's wisdom through her grandfather. Today, Ava is here to share some of her family stories with Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi was devoted to love and peace. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is joy. And where there is joy, there is happiness. And this certainly I saw with my own eyes as I was growing up and hearing Mahatma Gandhi talking to his people every day with his gentle, soft voice over the radio. During the independence, there was killing, there was massacre between the Hindu community and the Muslim community, and the whole country was disturbed. But Mahatma Gandhi kept cool. He loved everyone, not only Hindus, not only Muslims, but everyone. And most of all, he loved his country, India. And he begged of the people not to fight, but to come to their senses, be human, love each other, and work towards peace. If today India is free, he was the one who helped to get India's freedom. Through the British, he worked very hard, though they tried to discourage him, that, oh, how can you all rule? You don't know anything about ruling or administration or anything. He encouraged every single Indian family, Hindu, Christian, Muslim, whatever they were, to educate their children, make sure that their children got the best education. He himself had gone to England to become a lawyer, and a good lawyer he did become. On his way back from England, he stopped in South Africa. He stopped there, and he was a neighbor of my grandparents. They dearly loved him, and he dearly loved them. He held my mother as a baby on his lap. And she grew up always making her decisions, wanting to know what would Mahatma Gandhi say, where we should stay, what we should do, what choices we made, our families made in life. Everything centered on Mahatma Gandhi. My mother sought his wisdom at every step. It was not only my mother, but also the other people in India and South Africa who respected him, loved him, because he was not a selfish man. He wanted nothing for himself. He only wanted it for the poor people of India. He only wanted peace for his country. And this is what he sought. Not bribing, not telling lies, not fighting, but in a non-violent way, he managed to get India the peace the country deserved. He walked and talked mainly and lived in the end mainly with untouchable people, people that other communities would not let their shadows fall on their property. With them, he went and lived. He helped them. He educated them. And the poor people in the village, he fought for them. He protected their industry, which was weaving and making cloth by hand. And when Manchester started taking the cotton from India and beautiful cotton prints came to India in the shops, everyone was naturally buying the manufactured material. Then the cotton material that was spun in the villages, it was he who turned around and started spinning and weaving himself, getting groups of people to come and spin and weave. He made it a very popular meditation in India. And finally, the people of India realized that yes, goods made in their own country with their own the hands of their own people was worth using than sending our wealth out to other countries. This was his main message to all the people, to be educated not only in reading and writing, but he also preserved the home industry, the cottage industries in India, encouraged them. And today, no matter where you go in India, the cottage industries are so popular, beautiful, and developing very, very fast. He helped the villagers. When they had famine, he made sure that they got food. He helped. He didn't have any food to give them himself, but he encouraged other people who did have food, who did have more than they really needed to give. His words of gentleness and his kindness were never, ever, I never saw him getting angry or ever scolding anyone. His tears were shed many a times for the poor, and he won in his own gentle way. By starving, he would go on to starvation. He was thrown into the prison by the British, but that didn't worry him. He sat in prison and he prayed. He did his weaving, he read, he meditated, and no matter where he was, in a grand home, in the palace, in Buckingham Palace, no matter where he was always simply dressed as a poor man. In fact, Churchill called him the fakir, the beggar, because he was dressed, and just with his own staff, he walked along with sandals on his feet and a white lawn cloth round to cover his body. So this man who taught us to live and to appreciate everything that is around us, his message, even, it was a shame. I couldn't believe it the day that somebody put a bullet through him. We were listening to the radio every evening because he used to go to the temple with his two granddaughters and speak to the public. And every day we'd be around the radio listening to what he had to say. And as we were listening, it had just started. And the commentator was just introducing Mahatma Gandhi, that he was coming along with his daughters, when suddenly we heard a bullet shot, wondering what had happened. Something was wrong with our radio. But the next announcement, we heard people screaming and saying he had been shot. And he was dead. Sad. A man who believed in nonviolence had to die with a gun, with a bullet. For what? What did he do? Why was he killed? But what his death did, his life, it was 10 times more than what he did when he was alive. Because this made people realize what nonviolence really was and how life was so precious that we cannot waste it. Today, if he was alive, in his own gentle way, I'm still sure that his message would be for nonviolence and for the beauty of the world, to preserve it and to the creation, and to love children and to love the poor, to educate the poor. Rich or poor, we all live in the same world and we all have to work towards the same goals. Unselfish, we walk the path of this life towards a better life. That's what we've got to remember.
Thank you so much, Ava.